Welcome to Functional Health Radio on this station and also streaming on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with Jill Kahn, and Jill is a marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint. And every month we come together and talk about topics on mental health, relationships, and fitness. And this month, we're going to be talking about how to ease back-to-school anxiety. I always was anxious when in school and when it was about to start. So I'm glad we're going to talk about that. Also, 7 signs of resentment in relationships. And then I'll finish up with the importance and different ways of practicing stretching and mobility, especially as we age.
Yes.
So we've been talking about the HIIT workouts and different ways of changing our workouts. But this is a piece that I think we all need to add to our exercise routine. So how are you feeling?
Well, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. I'm flying down to Boise and doing an intensive with a couple down there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing, you know, is to work 2 days intensively with a couple. And but the nice thing about that, I get to see my daughter.
Yeah.
So I'll spend the night with Nick and Cammie. That'll be really fun.
Good.
And then I'm getting ready for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
My big birthday.
All right.
Planning that. And
fun.
And you're dealing with wedding. So we've got stuff.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes. Wedding. We have a wedding first part of October.
Wow.
Jesse and Kyle. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And then we have another one in September. Next September.
So you have time to plan that
one. We have a year, yeah.
That's good.
For Helen and Chris. So it's a very busy time at the Barden home.
Because
the weddings are going to be at our home. I'm grateful and I'm glad the kids have picked that location. But wow.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And
I remember.
The deer and I are having it out.
They proliferate, don't they? There are a lot of them.
I keep going to the nursery. It's crazy. It's like, okay, I can get these grasses. Maybe the grasses they won't eat. And so far, down by the beach, we have the grasses and the asters, and I've been spraying them with my Deer Stopper 2.
Mine's finally working. I finally got one that works.
Yeah.
Yippee.
And so far it's working. Now I can keep the puppy from jumping in the new growth, that would be great. But
yes.
I pick my battles, I guess.
Yes, yes. Well, I have to tell you, after our last show and you talked about the HIIT, I went home and did some research. And so I have been really trying to incorporate that into all of my workouts. So I changed up my playlist to make it a little bit more high intensity for my Zumba class. And when I'm doing my lifting class, I'm bumping up the weights and working harder. And even in yoga, I'm just trying to be more mindful of pushing myself for that, you know, 20, 30 seconds. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Good.
I feel really good.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that. And I'm spending a lot of time on the water.
Nice.
Yeah, the paddleboarding's been great this year. And that feels good.
Yeah, I actually finally got on my paddleboard yesterday. And right before the rescue planes, fire planes came onto the lake. So, of course, I got off and we just watched the planes. What a scary, scary time in Athol yesterday.
So was there a fire?
A fire and the whole city was evacuated.
Oh, that's the city that was evacuated,
and
was Athol.
You know,
okay.
That's where we go to the store and we go to Sweet Lou's. And, you know, these are the people we see, the people who work in the restaurant. They live there and our veterinarian is there. And so we just kind of sat on the dock watching the flights and scooping up and just getting updates on an app. What was happening, and then we have the Hayden fire and all that smoke is coming right over the ridge, from that onto the lake and in Bayview. So it's pretty, I know it's bad here in Sandpoint today, but Bayview, we've had smoke daily now for a while.
And so is Athol under control now?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that, but that was just,
it's scary.
Well, and they were letting, it was kind of in a ranch land area apparently because they were giving notifications to watch for wild animals like cows and horses. They were just letting everything out.
Wow.
So I can't imagine how those families felt.
Oh, my gosh.
To make that decision. So.
Yeah.
We need to be careful.
Well, and we're all still reeling from, you know, we lived on Maui. And we had a condo on Maui.
Wow.
And a lot of our friends live on Maui. So when we heard the news about Lahaina, we were just so sad.
Yeah.
So many people we know, their lives have been devastated.
Yeah. I have a client whose daughter lost her home, and a couple, her sons were okay, but it's just devastating.
Yeah.
We went there on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend who hosted us, and he said it's just tragic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hard
like
stuff.
That. Lives change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's try to turn this around. We're getting all down. But when we come back, we're going to start our talk because it's back to school time.
It is. And yeah. Some people are back in school already.
Yeah. So these are some great tips to help our kids with that transition.
Okay.
You're listening to Functional Health Radio.
Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. The countdown to Labor Day sale has begun. All of our inventory has been marked down and is ready to sell. Are you tired of payments? How about zero down and no payments until November? We have 10% off MSRP on select Ram 1500s or 2.9% financing for 72 months. Stop into the dealership today and sign up to win a 65-inch smart TV. Located just a short drive south of the Long Bridge, or visit us online at pierceautocenter.com. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Do you know a deserving person or family that is in need of a brand new heating or cooling system? AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is participating with Lennox to provide a new heating or cooling system for a deserving person or family at absolutely no cost to the recipient. Just go to feeltheLove.com to make a nomination. Deadline to nominate is August 31st. For more information, feel free to contact AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint or simply go to feeltheLove.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in town called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn, and she had practices in Sandpoint. And our first topic today is tips and ways to ease back into school and help our kids with anxiety.
So it's interesting, as people have been speaking lately, the return to school is fraught with a lot more anxiety than it used to be post-COVID, that things have been so much in flux, and I think it's a very different environment out there, and more people are experiencing school anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's pretty normal, but I think especially now, pretty common for kids, because things are so different from how they were during shutdown.
Yeah.
But kids are more likely to have anxiety if they're in a transition year, if they're coming into a new school, starting middle school or high school or district move, any of that. And it's just so important that we pay attention and notice. So some of the symptoms that you might notice would be anger or irritability, bouts of unexplained crying, clinging more than normal, difficulty separating from parents, being pensive or quiet, restlessness, temper tantrums, and trouble sleeping, either waking up in the middle of the night or struggling to fall asleep. So any of those behaviors you should pay attention to.
I would add, because my experience with my own growing up were stomach aches.
Yes.
And I really developed, you know, gastritis. Like, it was severe.
Yes.
And so that irritation of the stomach lining. So if your child's saying, I don't feel well or my stomach hurts, that would be a flag.
Yes. Good. That's a really good point because you're right. The gut oftentimes does.
Yeah. And then I think headaches, too, were something.
Yeah.
So a couple health-related concerns.
Yeah. So I think the important thing to do is be very, very attuned to your children. I always think that's important. Noticing if there's a fluctuation in their behavior or if their health symptoms, to really say, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
Being attuned to that. So if you do notice any of those symptoms, find some time to really sit down and talk with your child and find out what they're worried about. And all kids respond to different difficult conversations differently.
For sure.
So some kids are just happy to have somebody ask the question, right? Mom will tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Other kids, you may have to be more kind of probing or patient. But bringing up the subject casually, maybe in the car,
The
car is a great place.
Yes.
Yes. Because no eye contact. It's such a safe place to have a conversation
The
car. Or over dinner. And then with some kids, maybe taking them out for a one-on-one date. You know, let's go have an ice cream cone and we can talk about it then. So, anxiety oftentimes is rooted in the unknown. We don't know what to expect. It's unpredictable. That creates anxiety. So they'll probably wonder about who their new teacher is going to be, if they'll make friends, who they'll sit with at lunch. Those are issues that are there for everyone.
Right.
And oftentimes they resolve very, very quickly, but it's not always.
It's that change.
Yes.
I remember at Washington School, Mom, please go check the list, see what class I'm in, and see who's
in my class.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do I know any of these kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's true. So sometimes these anxious feelings persist into the first few weeks of the year. So again, that ability to be present and be attuned to your children is really important. So I think it's very, very important, especially early on, to be present, ideally when the school day ends.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can pick them up, I loved that I could pick up my kids after school.
Yeah.
And I'd say, tell me about your day.
Yeah.
So you don't say, how was your day?
Right.
They will say, fine.
Exactly.
But you say, tell me about your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you sit with at lunch, right? What did you do at recess? You know, especially the open-ended questions that don't allow for a one-word response. But then you're in the car and they are generally more receptive to talking at that time. It's a really good time. And then if you can't, another option is to over dinner tell me about the highs and lows of your school day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in preparation mode, and most of us in Sandpoint are, the Boise schools are already in.
It's crazy.
They've already started.
Yeah.
But for those of us who are trying to get ready for it, it's natural for kids to cling to their summer habits, like playing videos, games late at night, and sleeping in. Unfortunately, if that ends all at once, that could also be a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Anxiety or difficulty changing routines. So it's really a good idea to start getting back into a more normal routine.
My teachers that I train are even doing that.
Good.
Switched back to their early mornings gradually because, there's an adjustment.
There is an adjustment.
Sure.
So it's important to get acclimated to the school year routine and do that preparation. So scale back bedtime, having lunch and breakfast at normal times, those kinds of things. I know for me, one of the big things was going back to school shopping.
Oh, yeah. That's a biggie.
That's a biggie. And that was something that I always looked forward to, and picking out my outfit for the first day of school.
Oh, yeah.
And that helps to alleviate some of the anxiety. It gives you something that you can focus on and be excited about. So reduce some of the anxiety. So another suggestion is doing test runs. Mm. So if you are able to go to the school, whether it's just driving by so they see what the route is, or getting a visual of the school, and if the school allows it, and most of the schools should or do allow prospective students to go inside the schoolroom, and ideally their classroom. Mm-hmm. So if it's at all possible, arrange for them to meet their teacher for the first time that way, which is much more personal and connecting. So it's a stress reliever to get that part out of the way first, and they don't have to then be in a clouded classroom with a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
So they have that connection forged. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. So the other thing, for those of us who are anxious ourselves, be positive.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes parents are anxious too, especially.
Oh, I'm already feeling it, and right? I don't even have kids in school.
You know, especially if you've got them moving into, beginning in elementary school or middle school, any of those transition things, or if you're in a new district, parents worry. How's it going to be? So children do take cues from the parents. Mm-hmm. If they notice your anxiety, they will probably feel anxious as well. So if you can turn your mind around and be hopeful and confident and reassuring, and find things to be excited about.
Right.
So thinking about, oh, you'll be able to see your old friends again. You'll see some of them. And you know, what would be the positives about this year? So here's a list of some common worries that you might want to specifically address with your children. Who will be my new teacher? What if my teacher is mean?
Hmm.
Now, this is important because there are times when there are mean teachers.
Yeah.
And having an open dialogue, if a child does feel like there's something not working with the teacher, I think that's important to let them have the freedom to be able to say, I don't feel like the teacher sees me or gets me or any of those kinds of things. Will my friends be in my class?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Maybe.
And this is the one that people don't say very overtly. Will I fit in?
Yeah. That's one that's inside and they don't really know how to express it.
They don't know how to express it. And I think many kids may feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's this sense of fitting in or belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that distinction.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kids who just naturally feel a sense of belonging, whereas other kids may feel, can I figure out how to fit in?
Right.
Yeah. So some other questions: are my clothes okay? Will I look stupid? Who will I sit with at lunch? What if I miss the bus? What if I can't understand the new schoolwork?
Yeah. That was like where I was always struggling with, am I going to understand this?
Yes.
I have two teachers as parents. So there was a lot of, it was kind of like my kids growing up with a fitness trainer. You know, you better do well in school. I didn't, but I did well in sports.
Yes.
But it was really a challenge. And caused a lot of anxiety.
I bet, especially you didn't want to let your parents down, these teachers, right?
No, right.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And what if something bad happens to mom or dad while I'm at school?
Mm.
So those are all kinds of worries that you should be aware of and just kind of check in with your kids about.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue this discussion on anxiety and going back to school. This is Functional Health Radio.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they're still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get ready for your outside projects and pick up all your supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you're there, fill your prescriptions, check out their nutrition center, or visit their home and gift area. They have something for everyone.
Proud to be serving you for 50 years. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly, family-owned business.
Join the Bonner General Health Foundation on September 23rd for the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. This community 5K and superhero 1K concludes with a post-race party with live music, magicians, face painting, and more. Both races begin and end at Sandpoint City Beach. The funds raised during our event will go towards the exoskeleton. Priest River Multisports will be hosting the Long Bridge Half Marathon and 10K the next day on Sunday, September 24th. To learn more, donate, or register, visit bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Hi, it's Nova from Ivano's. Whether you're expecting company or just want to relax at home, Ivano's has dinner covered with lasagnas and pastas to go. Lasagna bolognese, vegetarian, and gluten-free options as well. Pick up hot and ready to eat or take and bake at home. Order 24 hours in advance to assure items are available. 208-263-0211 or check out our menu on our website, ivanoscatering.com. We are located in the Pondre Event Center behind Sandpoint Furniture. Ivano's Catering, same beloved recipes, a Sandpoint tradition for 37 years.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O-Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer, and I own a gym in Sandpoint called The Shed. And I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And we're talking about school and preparing our kids and how we can ease their anxiety going back. And off air, of course, we're like, blah, 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 blah. So hopefully we'll continue. So many memories.
Yes. Yes. So worries are fairly normal. However, if your child starts balking at going to school, mm-hmm. and complaining and saying they don't want to go to school or saying they're sick, you might be dealing with some early school phobia.
Yeah.
And school phobia is about separation anxiety. Okay. And the worst thing you can do is to allow them to continue to avoid school, right?
Yeah.
So what we need to do is make sure that you're rigid about saying, I care about your feelings matter to me, but you have to go to school.
Right.
And you can say it's the law.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could say it's the law. You have to go to school. Because if you allow them to manipulate that, it'll increase and it reinforces your child's fears. And over the long term, when we defer to our children's anxiety, it exacerbates, mm-hmm. and it can even become agoraphobia, right?
Okay.
Where someone really can't function. So, very important that you set very firm boundaries and consistent boundaries about going to school.
And is there a point where if this, you're still fighting this battle, do you seek help?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A therapist.
Yes. I have people who've definitely brought their children in about that. And we really have to address it as the larger issue of separation anxiety and what's going on at home and how do we work with anxiety. So it's very important that we not allow them to manipulate parents that way.
Do you see an increase
an anxiety?
Definitely
after
an increased
COVID
anxiety.
And like, because we, the kids were home.
Yes.
You know, and also we're seeing a lot of, I don't know why, if it's just media wanting us to see a different direction, but a lot of shootings, a lot of
yes
horrible things on the news,
yes,
on social media. So kids are seeing this too. We're seeing it. They're going to pick up on us.
And how could they not be afraid of going to school when there's so many school shootings?
Right.
That's a natural response. Mm-hmm. So talking about it, processing it is very, very important. But making sure that they do go to school, because teens who stay home because of anxiety miss out on things like opportunities to develop and practice social skills. Mm-hmm. Chances for success in domains like I loved academic decathlon was great for my kids, uh-huh, or theater or band. There are so many extracurricular activities that they miss out on.
Right.
Being acknowledged and praised for their talents by adults other than their parents,
yes,
and fostering close friendships.
Mm-hmm.
So homeschooling has some of those same limitations.
Yeah.
And I think there are too many parents who say, if you don't want to go to school, we'll just homeschool you.
Yeah.
But they miss out on a lot of important opportunities.
Yeah, I do like that. I don't know a whole lot about homeschooling, but there is a program that a lot of families that I know go through here in Sandpoint, and it's wonderful.
Yes.
And I think they're seeing those missing pieces of the old homeschool where you're just there with a laptop and doing your thing, where they do have PE together,
yes,
and they have field trips, and I love that.
Yeah, that it has to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
Those models of collectives are, mm-hmm, are much more viable. So encourage your child to share his or her fears. Ask them what's going on, and just make sure that you set up time during the first weeks of school to have a regular check-in time. Like,
yeah,
for me in the beginning of school, I always, maybe I'd take them to go out to lunch one day, or we would go out to get an ice cream or something. So making sure that you're creating space for them to be able to address their feelings with your undivided attention. And I mean undivided, that means no cell phones.
Right.
So avoid giving reassurance.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. That's always a tricky thing, because parents want to say, oh, don't worry, everything will be fine. That's not necessarily accurate.
No.
Yeah. And it's not helpful. Well, it's like when you're really upset about something and someone says, calm down.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing to say. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. We want to acknowledge. Yes. Of course, it's natural for you to have these feelings. It's okay to have these feelings. So give them a chance to articulate, express their feelings, and then say, well, let's figure this out. What do you think you could do? So that emotion coaching concept, mm-hmm, where instead of telling your kids what they can do, instead of trying to fix it,
right,
you elicit solutions from the child. So what options do you have? What could you do?
Mm-hmm.
So, encourage them to be able to figure out ways to cope with a difficult situation. So you want to involve them in that. You can role play with your child. If there's a difficult situation, especially around, say, for example, someone who's a bullying classmate, or if you have a demanding teacher, you can role play ways to be able to manage that situation. And that can be fun. So you can model appropriate responses and coping techniques for your child and teach them how to be able to maybe calm down, or if need be, to detach from a situation. So here's a really good thing to do is to ask your child, what are three things you're most excited about on your first day of school?
That's a great one.
Yeah. So that they might overlook that, but if you ask that question, they'll be able to define it.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, a reminder, pay attention to your own behavior. So make sure that you're supportive of them, but also firm when you're saying goodbye, so that they know that having a temper tantrum won't get you to
this is it
to acquiesce. So you can say something like, I can see that going to school is making you scared, but you still have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what you're worried about so we can talk about it. So, yes, being a supportive parent is very important as they're getting through their anxiety.
I used to put little notes in their lunchbox.
Yes, I did too. Yeah,
and that was something that they look forward to, and you know, just, and it made me feel good too.
Yeah.
So I think that that's something someone, parents could do. I know with in this day and age, kids have phones and parents have phones, and I hate seeing that constant. They're not supposed to use their phones in school.
And they do.
And the parents are texting them. So I think the note is great, and maybe getting away from the constant contact.
Yes.
Help them grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm absolutely on board with that. I think that that cell phones are such a problem.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start our topic on 7 signs of resentment in relationships. Dun, dun, dun. This is Functional Health Radio.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as... That's 800-730-8405.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Back to school season usually means a fresh new start for my kids and a fresh new headache for me as I try to shop for school essentials without emptying my wallet. That's why I'm so glad Kohl's has their lowest prices of the season. I just went and saved on everything my kids need for the year, like tees for $6.99, jeans for under $25, and more. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. So if you want new school styles at old school prices, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offer ends August 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
97.1 FM. 1450 KBFI and 1400 KSPT.
Welcome back. This is Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden. I'm a fitness trainer and gym owner in Sandpoint. My gym's called The Shed, and I'm here with licensed marriage and family therapist Jill Kahn. And today, now we're on to talking about 7 signs of resentment in relationships. So this will be good.
Yes, I think it's an important topic. And it seems obvious that resentment in a relationship can be toxic and harmful if it is unaddressed. Mm-hmm. And it's not unusual, right, for people to develop resentment over time. And it oftentimes results when one person feels, or both people feel, heard or ignored or misunderstood. And I see it a lot in young couples who have children.
Oh, interesting.
Right? That there's this sense of it being an unequal division of labor. Mm-hmm. And if one person feels like they're carrying the major part of the load and the other partner says, oh, I'm helping. And of course, men tend to overestimate how much they help. Mm-hmm. So that can manifest in subtle ways that aren't always apparent. So here are some of the ways that you might notice that there's some resentment creeping in. So look at the way that you communicate with each other and see if there's some shifts in how you express yourself and react to each other. Is there more sarcasm, edginess? I always think about snarkiness, mm-hmm. right? Kind of a negative tone. People talk about tones. So look at what might be happening beneath the surface. If you notice those changes in tone or the style of your communication with your partner.
Yeah.
So look at those communication
signs.
I
see eye rolling.
Yes. Yes. So that can be nonverbal behaviors sure. like eye rolling, sighing, which is something that I had a habit to do. I got better. So eye rolling, sighing, obviously criticizing is problematic.
Yeah.
Or a general lack of respect. Mm-hmm. For your partner. That shows up a lot as this sort of disrespectful, devaluing, dissing behavior, and invalidation that over time really builds up and becomes a problem. So passive aggressive comments or subtle digs, scoffing, and belittling what the other person says all point to resentment.
Oh, okay.
And there could be a sense of moodiness or a short closed-end statements that actually cut off conversation as well.
Oh.
So changes in communication. Secondly, keeping score.
Hmm.
So partners who have resentment oftentimes keep track of each other's mistakes or wrongdoings, using them as ammunition in future conflicts. So the scorekeeping is sometimes unspoken, where I see it sometimes in my sessions where I'll say, oh, keeping score, not a good thing. someone might be bringing up past grievances frequently.
Mm-hmm.
There also might be tracking who's contributing more to keeping things running. So if you feel like you constantly have to sacrifice your own wants and needs, that's one of those signs that you may feel resentment that your partner isn't doing their fair share.
Okay.
And as this keeping score is there, you tend to lack empathy for them.
And so, like, if you're in a fight, if your partner keeps saying, remember when you did that, or that's a sign.
That is a sign. That's a sign. Bringing up those score, you know, what happened in the past.
You always do. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So another sign is avoiding spending time together.
Hmm.
So obviously it's healthy for couples to have their own interests and friends and do some things separately. But there are some couples where you never see them together.
Yeah.
They're always separate.
Right.
And they're oftentimes, they may be finding excuses to avoid each other
mm-hmm.
and really just don't want to spend time alone together. So that's a red flag that something's going on.
And then, cause I mean, Jeff and I spend, I would say, most of our time together.
Yes.
I mean, we love spending time together and hanging out, and we're friends, too.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, how is it with you and your husband?
Well, we like hanging out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And we always look at other couples, and there's certain – we don't always, but we see certain couples, and we think, yeah, I never see them hanging out together, doing anything together.
Yeah.
So, yes, pay attention to that. If you're one of those couples where you have very separate lives
–
that's an indication
sure.
that something is going on.
Yeah.
Ask yourself if you're feeling withdrawn or emotionally disconnected from your partner. Maybe you aren't interacting as much as you used to. Are you avoiding certain conversations or even spending time together? So look at that and see if that's what's going on. So another overt sign of resentment is criticism and blame. So we've talked about criticism before. It's one of the four horsemen, and it's the primary one, along with contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. But when you find yourself feeling more critical of your partner, whether it's them or something about their family or about their friends or their work, if you're judging and complaining and finding fault, that's also an indicator. Or you might feel that coming back at you. Mm-hmm. So it can go either direction. And then ask yourself, do you find yourself feeling superior? Like, what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
I would never do something like that. Or do you feel contemptuous rather than mildly annoyed when your partner is late or doesn't clean up or any small things? It's your reaction and the intensity of it. I mean, obviously we all get mildly annoyed, but if you're, what's wrong with that person?
And it keeps building.
Yes. Yeah. And you're being dismissive of that person. So notice if there's that criticism and blame happening. Here's another one, complaining behind their back. So in addition to frequently fault finding or complaining to your partner about things they do, a sign of resentment might involve how you talk about your partner to other people. Mm. So obviously a little venting to your friends. I mean, we all do that. That's fine. But if it starts to feel fairly excessive, or if you're only talking about your partner in a negative way. So notice if you're doing a lot of complaining about your partner. So another one is emotional outbursts or coldness. Resentment is clever in the way that it masks itself as anger. You may think you're upset with your partner for not unloading the dishwasher, but the gradual buildup of unmet expectations turns into resentment. So it's not just the small thing. It's this compendium of things that your partner has done wrong, and you're resentful of them, not just the one behavior. So if there's this continuous loop of feeling increasingly irritable around them, that's an indication. So it might be an emotional outburst where you're angry or frustrated or critical, or it can be cold behavior as you're, you know, withdrawing and not wanting to be close to them, and you're just detaching. Mm-hmm. So then you need to ask yourself, what are the feelings underneath that? What's really going on? Is something festering? So you may find an increase of conflict about small things that always seem to come back to a larger past issue. So oftentimes resentment is a reaction of accumulation of old issues, and it could be something entirely different. It could be overstress. So if one person is really stressed and is in the fight, flight, or freeze part for an extended period of time, and doesn't get any sort of relief or support from their partner, there's also resentment comes out in that way. It's we're exhausted and stressed and need help, but our partner's not there for us, and we feel resentful, like, Don't you get it?
Right.
That I'm having a really hard time, and why aren't you there for me? And, you know, why aren't you stepping up? So this can make us more easily angered or annoyed. And we might even villainize them because we don't feel seen or heard or supported. And that can activate inner wounds from the past.
Yeah.
If we had that experience of nobody being for us, there for us as a child, and we experience that with our partner, all of that then gets projected onto them so that your reaction is more intense. And you might begin to assume that your partner is intentionally trying to make you angry or upset you instead of giving them benefit of the doubt. So it can perpetuate this really negative dynamic. And the last one is a change in intimacy. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that resentment would show up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling resentment and disconnected, there will be a decline in not only sex, but also affection, just, you know, reaching out or any kind of emotional connection. Couples who get to the point of resentment actually have had a slowing or lack of intimacy for months or even years. So that's very common. So just ask yourself, are you less interested in being close, in affection and sex? Or you might feel that your partner's that way with you. So if there's this distance and there's less tolerance, less connecting, less prioritizing one another, you're having a sense that something is going on and there's some resentment that needs to be addressed. If you detect this resentment in your relationship, talk about it as soon as possible. Don't let it fester. In addition to fostering healthy communication, work on giving grace, expressing gratitude and compassion, and finding a better understanding about the source of the resentment. And if your partner is under stress, help them.
Yeah. It's, I bet, really hard when you're in this situation as a couple to get out of it on your own.
So, yes, that's when it really, really helps to seek professional help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so. I think a lot of you use the Gottman method for, mm-hmm. and I've gone through that. And I feel like it's amazing. And it really kind of helps you figure out a better way to communicate. Because a lot, I think you can get into this situation by not communicating and
yes.
shutting down and assuming.
Yes.
You know, and I think going into my marriage with Jeff, I really had those tools, and he also to, you know, use the right words and the I terms and,
yes.
you know, all those things that I'm, you know, as my daughters are getting married, you know, I really hope that they don't have issues with their relationships right now. But I think going through some classes as you enter a marriage is equally as important.
And I do have people who come to me who are premarital, and they come in and they say, we just want to learn some tools before
yeah.
we get started.
Yeah.
So
beneficial.
That's
I
fun.
I would encourage people to do that. Okay, our final topic. We've got about 4 minutes. We're going to talk about mobility. And, you know, I'm 56, and you're going to have a birthday. And as we get older, I don't know. Do you get out of bed and things go snap, snap? And like all of a sudden, I feel like I can't straighten my fingers and my elbows. And yeah, it's a problem.
As stiff. It is stiff when I get out of bed yeah. or if I've been sitting for a while.
Yeah.
Like it takes me a minute to get my joints going again.
Yeah, mobility. And we do lose it, just like we lose strength.
Yes.
And we also lose our ability to stretch. And so I think it's really important to understand that when people lose the mobility and strength, and we get older, we're no longer independent. And
that's
that is
right.
when a lot of people end up having to go into assisted living facilities or rely on other people to help them with their day-to-day work. And I don't want to do that.
Nope.
And I don't want people – I help a lot of older adults in my gym. And a big part of our workouts is mobility and flexibility. So mobility is the joint movement. That's how it's different than flexibility. Flexibility is more with your muscle tissue and how it stretches and other fibers. You need to have both. And so I would suggest, and we also have to have the strength to bind
yes.
it all together. So if you're new to fitness and you don't know what to do, don't want to go to a gym, you can still do some things at home. That'll help you. Like 2 to 3 days a week, you could do strength training. You could do sit-downs into chairs and stand up unassisted,
mm-hmm.
so squats. You could do wall push-ups, lean against the wall, do that. You could do rows with a band. Getting some stability bands would be great. There's an exercise called bird dogs. You probably do that in
yes.
yoga. I love that one, a glute bridge. And so those are some things you could do. There's a lot of information out there on websites, so look at that. Go to a gym, hire a trainer. You have options, but do it. And the other thing is you need to start a stretching routine. And 5 minutes a day is all
yes.
you really need to do. You don't need to overdo it. You just need to set aside some time. Some ones I would suggest is hamstring stretch. So you could do that by using a belt or a strap and you're lying on the floor. Do one leg at a time and pull that leg towards your face. And just hold it for 30 seconds and do each leg maybe twice. Another one would be a seated hip stretch. I don't know about you, but my hips are completely
oh.
tight. It's ridiculous. So you can sit in a chair and cross your leg and on the one other leg, you want to have both your foot flat on the floor and then press your thigh down, and that will help stretch your hip. Do a chest opener. Lie on the floor. Open up like you're making snow angels over your head and open up that chest, because I think as we are aging too, we kind of slump. We're
yes.
yeah, crouching. So that's one you could do. You could also do that standing against the wall and make snow angels. There's a side lying thoracic rotation. It's a big terms, but you're going to lie on your side and like you're in a fetal position, I guess I would call it, and have your arms together and open up. We're running out of time. Anyway, those are some great stretches to do. Put them in your workouts. Start doing it today. You've been listening to Functional Health Radio. We'll see you next month.